William Simpson has a mountain ranch in Northern California and has brought in wild horses to help mitigate wildfires. They graze away fuel. I was fascinated by his description of these animals and learned a great deal about the differences between domestic horses and wild horses. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
My recent study, I spent 5 years, and I walk around with the wild horses. They see me as a symbiont now. So I can walk up to a stallion and pull ticks off them. I'm actually going to start a tick study to look at the blood of these horses, because these horses just don't get sick. They are so robust. I grew up with domestic horses of all different breeds on the ranch, and man, the tiniest little thing, they'd be down, and you got to have the vet come out. It's a $1,000 bill, and that is all the inbreeding we've done with horses. When they went across the Aleutian Land Bridge from North America, where they evolved into Asia and then Europe. Of course, man saw them as an opportunity for a tool, and we bred them for different purposes. And through all that inbreeding, we lost a lot of that genetic vigor that these wild horses have. These horses are robust, and they can take injuries like you can't believe and recover. They don't get sick. So what I want to do is a tick study. When we start pulling ticks off these animals, we're going to send them in and start doing some blood analysis, because they don't get Lyme's disease. They don't get chronic wasting disease. I mean, the chronic wasting disease, that's the other problem we have. You've got to have a certain number of predators to sense the weak animals.
Bill should be doing TED Talks. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.